Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the benefits of caching and how it can help your website. If you've ever designed a dynamic website, then you know that its dynamic properties allow you to create a truly unique online experience. However, you probably also know that these special features can slow down your website during periods of heavy traffic. One of the solutions to this problem is caching. Caching is a way to simplify pages on your website, allowing it to run quickly and smoothly. On today's episode, you'll hear what caching is and how it works. Caching basically saves a web page as a static rather than a dynamic page, allowing it to load quickly and easily. Next, we'll talk about how a content delivery network, or CDN, can help with caching. A CDN like Cloudflare can replicate and store your page in the cloud. This helps save space on your website and provides quick access to your customers wherever they are. Then we'll go over how to use page rules. When you use a site like Cloudflare, you can set up to 3 special rules per page for free, allowing for some dynamic features to appear on the pages that you choose to cache. After that, we'll tell you how to cache using plugins. You can also cache your website by installing plugins from caching providers, and we'll share some recommendations for some plugins you can explore. Finally, we'll share some common mistakes that you'll want to avoid. Make sure not to use caching as a shorthand or a band-aid for a slow website. Caching should only be the last resort to speed up a website that is properly designed. And don't forget to include your store owner early on in conversations about caching. If you're interested in how caching can speed up your website, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. Chris, welcome back to the show. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, buddy.
We are talking about caching and its impact on WooCommerce today. So let's kind of start off just with caching in general. What is it and how does it work?
So when you live in a world of dynamic applications, right, where a database is included, where someone makes a request for a page, but that page isn't static HTML, that page includes code, that page includes requests to the database to get content, to get data. It may have other code that calls other code, right? So you start in WooCommerce and in WordPress, you have plugins and that has code. And so those plugins are registered with the CMS. And then the page itself calls the code that calls the plugin that calls the code. And so you have all this dynamic stuff happening, all so that it can render or create the HTML that goes back to the customer via the browser, right? In a dynamic application, all those calls, all those requests, right, to go get this from the database, go get this PHP to do whatever, takes a little bit of time. Now, often it's a really little bit of time, right?
Yeah.
But and so if you have very few people visiting your website, really not that much of a problem. But when you have a lot of people coming to your website, then those little bits of time start stacking up as more and more people are making requests. And so caching, the simple notion of the term, right, is that it's going to pre-render, or it's going to render at the time the first person asks for it, it's going to render the final HTML. And then every time someone comes to ask for it, the software is going to give that back instead. So you take that tiny little delay that might have been 400 or 600 milliseconds. It might have been 1 second. You're going to take that out of the equation because you're going to give people immediately back the HTML, right?
Okay.
Now, of course, the challenge with that is on stores that are, or on e-commerce stores or anything else that needs to stay dynamic per individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we have to make that distinction, right? If you say, oh, my application's dynamic, and so I want cache because that will make it static, that's awesome. Until you want it dynamic for each customer different, right? So if you're just doing the work to say, go to the database, find all my featured products, bring that first, then bring all my other products and bring that next, then show my catalog, that, even though it's dynamic, it's the same for everyone. So you can cache that. But if you say, I go to my cart and you go to your cart, well, Ryan's cart and Chris's cart should look different. Like it should look what we have each put in our carts, right? Mm-hmm. And that means you don't want to cache that, right? So that's the crazy part of this, right? And again, if your store, if you've done all the work to make your store fast without cache, then you're likely not going to have a problem and won't need the cache when you don't have super high volumes, right? But when you have super high volumes and everything is taking work, that's when you start going, okay, I really should figure out how to do caching stuff.
Okay. So it's a shortcut. It kind of speeds up specific pages of your sites, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you do that? How do you you're caching specific pages on the site, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what makes it even more complicated, right, is that caching as a broad topic, right, covers a lot of different things. And there's a lot of different ways to deliver, right? So when you talk about cache, right, some of the caching happens on the server itself, right? And you can have, and we don't need to get super technical, but for store builders, they already know this, right? You're going to have an object cache. You're going to have potentially the page cache or what the server level cache. And then you can even have a cache or a storage of this stuff out in the cloud or in the network, right? And so you go, okay, let me take common queries and cache those out, or let me take common pages and cache that out. Mm-hmm. But then you can also say, hey, I want to use a CDN to cache or to hold that HTML way out here on the edge, on the outside of the network, so that as requests come in, it's even faster. They don't have to run all the way back to my server and make the request from there.
Okay.
And that's where you get companies like Cloudflare, right?
Okay.
That offer a CDN, right? That can help with performance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just real quick, why, if someone wants to cache a website, why wouldn't you want to just go to a fully static site? Why would you want to stay dynamic?
So in a lot of stuff, you could go static without much of a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go static in e-commerce, you're going to have, like, you can, some people would say, okay, let's go static with the whole catalog. Let's go static with all the FAQs, all the frequently asked questions. But when it comes to the cart and checkout, let's not go static, right? Because everybody needs their own cart, their own checkout. And you can totally do that, right? There's no question. I think we've talked about Commerce Layer and Snipcart and other players in the past that are playing in that space where you go, it can be headless or you can use it to be static. And so you just go here's what the catalog looks like fully rendered. Though with WordPress and WooCommerce, you can also fully cache that catalog with object caching, with page caching, and be in the same place, right? It'll be just as fast. But there's another dynamic, right? If you fully cache everything on all those pages, right? Then there's little things that are harder to do. Now, again, nothing's impossible. You can use JavaScript to overwrite certain things dynamically when you need to. But all of us have been to that e-commerce store that says, hey, these are the last five to go, or here's, you know, there's only five left. That's on a regular product page, right? Or sometimes it's even on the catalog page. So if you're looking at, I was just at a site the other day that had shoes, and it had the sizes right below the photo of the shoe, even before I go into the shoe. And it had certain sizes that were grayed out, meaning we no longer have this inventory.
Yeah.
That is really, really hard to do if it's a static HTML site, right? That's why the dynamicism of a dynamic app makes sense, because you're like, ooh, I can know exactly what's in inventory and what's not and adjust it on every load. And of course, that's where you get into the rub, right? We want all the dynamic and we want all the speed all at the same time.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more like Cloudflare. How does that really step in here and help you cache things on your website?
So Cloudflare is designed, right, at their core to speed things up and offer some protection, right? Because you're coming in at the edge. And what they do is they make a replica, if you will, of a whole bunch of your pages out in the cloud and on what I call the edge of the network, right? So they have servers, you know, in the simplest rendition, they have servers all around the world, and those servers are holding copies of your pages or your site. And so when someone makes a request, instead of going all the way to wherever your server is located, it just hits some server on the cloud, the closest server on the Cloudflare network, and it says, "Oh, I have that," and it just gives it back to them. So the time to get it shortens, which is awesome. And the fact that they have all that pre-compiled, pre-stored can be really helpful. So, and you can even tell Cloudflare, hey, this is how long to hold it, right? So this notion of cache expiration, you can say, hey, after 5 minutes, after an hour, after a day, I want you to flush this out and go get the new stuff from my site, right? And so that's that middle ground where you're like, oh, I may not be able to show which shoes are in or out of stock, but every day I can replace with the message of how many are left, right? To give you a little bit of pressure. Mm-hmm. So this, a content delivery network or a CDN like Cloudflare allows you to go in and generate static or cached static HTML for a bunch of your pages.
Okay.
But then you have to use Cloudflare's rules to say, oh, by the way, /my account/cart/checkout. Don't cache that at all, right? Mm. And you may even get fancier if you have one of the paid plans at Cloudflare. They have a notion that's called bypass cache on cookie. And you go, okay, what does that have to do with anything? Well, if you store builders would know, you can drop a cookie for just about anything. And WooCommerce does drop cookies. And cookies are those little files that sit in your local browser that and on your local environment that basically say, I've been to that site before, and they can hold little bits of data. So you would say, oh, this person has been to the site and actually has logged in, has an account. And if it drops some of those cookies, like they made a purchase or whatever, if it drops that cookie on your computer, right? When you come back, you may want to not present all the cache. You may want a dynamic site for that person.
Right.
You may have special promotions for them. You may have, you know, like all the stuff that today we live in, we've had conversations about chatbots and everything else. Like if you're doing any special promotions, dynamic coupons for returning visitors, you're not going to want the caching in play because you won't get that dynamic offer. So in Cloudflare, you set up a bypass the cache on this cookie. So what happens is when the person comes to check it out and Cloudflare goes back and makes, you know, goes and figures out what it needs to do, it goes, oh, wait, you have that cookie. So I'm not going to give you my cache. I'm going to route you back to the main site. And then the main site goes, oh, here's where you're looking at. Oh, and by the way, Chris, it's good to see you again. Here's a 50% off discount, right?
Wow.
So it's not just turn on Cloudflare and be done. It's turn on Cloudflare, but then understand exceptions and going and configuring page rule exceptions so that those are clear. And then you start getting into when you pay more, you start getting into bypass cache on cookie. And that allows you to be even more dynamic, more specific to the kinds of people coming back.
Okay. So how would you use the page rules on Cloudflare? How do their rules come into play there?
So you can do a lot of things, right? One of the things you can do is you can say, hey, cache everything on my website for a month, right? Or cache it all for a week, or cache it all for a day. Like you can define edge cache time to live or TTL in a page rule. You can also say, hey, again, if you have a paid account, you can put in that page rule to bypass cache on cookie. You can also go, hey, cache everything. So what you end up doing is you end up saying first cache everything, but then bypass on cookie, and then only keep it for a week or a month or a day, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can put all those rules into one you know, all those dynamics into one rule and go, okay, here's a rule. Then you can say, okay, I need to create an exception, skip out, like do not cash at all ever. And that would be for slash cart or slash my account or slash checkout, right?
Okay.
So the default Cloudflare free account gives you three. So if you only have three page rules, you go, hey, first I'm going to turn on caching and then I'm going to create three page rules. Don't cash cart, don't cash checkout, and don't cash my account. Now you can also buy additional page rules, or we have some customers that, you know, obviously they're doing a lot of work and so they pay for the next tier up. That's when you start adding in bypass on cookies. So there's a lot you can do with these page rules. And in fact, there's a lot in Cloudflare you can do, right? Like Cloudflare mm-hmm. just has a lot of features. And so Cloudflare will do image compression out at the edge. Cloudflare will let you have workers that can do custom code at the edge. Cloudflare can do firewall bot stuff, like firewall protection against certain bots, but let other good bots in. Mm-hmm. So Cloudflare is more than just page caching. But what we're talking about for the purposes of this conversation is all about cache.
Okay. So on your end as a store builder, if you're using Cloudflare the way you're talking about using it, is that going to feature as a plugin or is it going to feature as kind of an external source? Like, how does that look on your end?
So Cloudflare does have a plugin. Right?
Okay.
You can use a plugin for Cloudflare, but I like a different plugin called WP Rocket. There are a lot of different plugins out there, right? Mm-hmm. For caching. And it's not that you can't use a plugin for caching and it does a certain kind of caching. There are some very powerful ones, right? So W3 Total Cache, for example, which just got bought by the guys behind Bullgrid. I imagine they're going to put a lot of energy and attention on a plugin that has kind of languished for a while. But the challenge with a tool like W3 Total Cache is that it was almost built as if every developer that had a new request or every end user that had a new request, it just got added in as a checkbox somewhere on one of their 12 or 15 pages of settings. And so what we find a lot is that people check the wrong box and then their whole site gets slower, not faster.
Okay.
So WP Rocket was built to be very end user friendly, to be developer friendly, but also it works really well with Cloudflare. So, you know, you can create or use an add-on to WP Rocket that talks specifically to Cloudflare and makes everything better, right? And can do additional things too, right? WP mm-hmm. Rocket is not just about page caching. It's it does, you know, you can turn on the object caching that we talked about earlier, and you can do minification, and you can do, you know, a whole bunch more. So WP Rocket is one of those where I go, hey, here's a plugin that you should really check out.
Okay. And then are there any, I mean, this sounds like kind of complicated, you know, doing all this integrations and caching specific parts of a page and not others. What are some common mistakes that people should really be watching out for?
So if you are a store builder and you start implementing a serious caching strategy to your website, mm-hmm. the first mistake I would tell you to do is do this last. This is the positive. The mistake is you start with caching, right? Because caching will hide a multitude of sins. And so it'll make your site fast even when it shouldn't be fast. And that's not what you want. So I've said it twice already, but make your site as fast as it can be before you turn on any caching, and you'll save yourself a lot of heartache. Don't use Cloudflare or don't use WP Rocket as a way to get past writing really good code. Or using plugins that are worthwhile versus plugins that aren't, right? And so the first thing you want to do is make sure that you get as fast site as possible before you turn on cache. Caching will just help it even better, right? So, mm-hmm. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is not telling your store owner about your caching, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens? They have access to the site. They decide they want to do a sale on some product. They go and they check a box that says this product's on sale. They put in the sale information, they hit publish, and then they go back to their website and they look for it and it's not there. Well, of course it's not there, right? Because it's on the site, it's not in the cache, they're seeing it in the cache, and they have to, you either have to flush the cache or you have to wait till it, you know, refreshes or what have you. And they think, oh my God, my whole site's broken. Mm. I made a change and it's not working. And so then they call, sometimes they skip their developer, they call the host. The host's like, no, it seems like your site's just fine. Well, it's not fine. And you get all this drama. So if you're a store builder, have the conversation with your customer about caching. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a PhD level dissertation. It can be, mm-hmm. Let me explain to you how this works. And so if you're doing this, here's what you'd also have to do, right? If you make a change to this, go flush stash here, or, you know, press this button, or just give it a sec, or call me, like what however you want to have that conversation, right?
Right.
That's the second mistake. The third mistake, right, is people get really, store builders, right, get really, really hesitant to talk to their customers about paying for something, right? And this is not one of those places. You should have the conversation. If you're building out a store that's going to get good traffic, you should say, hey, Cloudflare has a paid account. It has the bypass cache on cookie. That's a feature you're going to want. You should upgrade to this plan and pay for it. And the customer should pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. The store builder doesn't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we get so hesitant about, oh, it's money and I don't want to talk about money, that we leave them on the free plan and we skip out on the opportunity to use more advanced tools.
Right, right. And then I guess just as you're setting up all these caches and these plugins, are these things that you need to be maintaining or refreshing, or do they kind of handle that on their own?
So the beautiful thing about it is when you work with something like Cloudflare, when you work with something like WP Rocket, they will notice when you've made a change and they will either present for you an ability to say, okay, something changed. So yes, I want to replenish the cache. They'll do that for you. They'll either do it behind the scenes or they'll do it with a key press, but they'll alert you to it. So there's not a lot for the store builder to have to do after the fact, right? Once you've put in a bunch of the rules, once you've got it configured, it's a little bit like set it and forget it because it's going to take care of itself.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I think that's all the time we have for this today, Chris. Thank you so much. This was great.
Awesome. Take care.
Thanks. All right, folks. There you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on how caching can simplify and speed up your website. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.